Well, I have a children's homily. Children, come, come, come. Children, children, here's your chance. Come on up, all the children, you can come. Come on, right up here. We're meeting up front here. Over on that side too. Come on, come on. Now, I want you to stand right here, facing that way. Can you stand along here? Let's see if you can follow instructions. Stand, 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 all the way around. All right, we got plenty of room. You adults want to come up? One of these days I'm going to have you adults come up. Okay, are you ready? Okay, can you right up close to the step? Close to the step, right up here. All right, well, a few things from the letter to the Hebrews. Letter to the Hebrews talks about a sanctuary. What's a sanctuary? Well, a sanctuary is many things. It's called a holy place or a holy of holies. We had a sanctuary in the Old Testament and the New Testament and today. And there's a sanctuary in heaven too. But here is our sanctuary right here, this raised place all the way back in the tabernacle. We celebrate the Ascension today. Come on up, come on up. You have a place right here. 2,000 years ago, Jesus ascended into heaven, went up to heaven, we heard in a couple of the readings. And why? Because he wanted to be with his heavenly Father. And that is our home too. So, back to the sanctuary. We want to hear about the sanctuary from the book, Letter to the Hebrews, and then we're going to learn more about the sanctuary. Are you ready? Well, first, in the letter to the Hebrews, for Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by hands like this one, a copy of the true one, but heaven itself. So the real final sanctuary is in heaven. Okay, are you ready to step into the sanctuary? Ready, step, oh, stop, stop. I have another thing to say. Now, in the letter to the Hebrews, it goes on. But once for all, he has appeared at the end of the ages to take away sin by his sacrifice. In the Lenten season, we celebrated Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. That's why we love a crucifix. We remember his sacrifice for our sins. Christ offered once to take away the sins of many and will appear a second time, not to take away sins, but to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him. Salvation, now that is our greatest gift. Okay, are we ready to enter the sanctuary? Ready, ready, step, no, no, one more. We have confidence of entrance into the sanctuary. We have confidence because the great high priest is there, Jesus himself. Let us approach with a sincere heart and absolute trust. Let us hold unwavering to this confession that gives us hope, and that promise that Jesus made is trustworthy. So we thank the Lord for this gift of the letter to the Hebrews. Okay, are you ready? Step into the sanctuary. Ready, step. Okay. Now, come right up here, and we bow to the altar. The altar represents Jesus. Bow, and then come around. Come around, and the boys on this side, come around. Boys on this side, and the girls on the side. Boys with me, and the girls on the side, right here. Boys, come, come, come. And the girls right here. And right here, crowd control with little ones. I haven't mastered it yet. Okay, are you ready? Well, this is the sanctuary. We have the altar is the center of our Catholic worship. We have the ambo, where we hear God's word. We have the chairs for the bishop and priests. Way back there, another part of the sanctuary, the raised tabernacle, the real presence of Jesus. We have the Easter candle. These are beautiful parts of our sanctuary on this earthly presence. Well, what is about our sacrifice here? This is a special place because from the sanctuary in heaven, Jesus comes down in a few minutes to this sanctuary, and we receive his body and blood, soul and divinity. What a great blessing. So, who can receive communion? You already received First Communion. That is a special gift, isn't it? So, he comes to our sanctuary, a little part of heaven. That's one way to look at this. Thank you, Jesus, for your ascension. He is going to come to us, and we want to come to him. He will bring us eternity and sanctuary in heaven as we come to the heavenly kingdom. Do you know the song, Prepare Me a Sanctuary? Let's sing one verse of that. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Thank you, thank you. What a great blessing. Jesus' sanctuary. Okay, children, thank you. You can go back to your families. This beautiful gift of our sanctuary that the Lord has given us, that's the salvation. That's why we're here. Salvation, the greatest gift of God. And he, in Luke's gospel, gives us more gifts. We hear in Luke's gospel, Jesus himself describing prophet, priest, and the King of Kings. Prophet, the Messiah would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Jesus himself describing his own being a prophet, proclaiming the Heavenly Father's message of love. How do we extend that here in our lives? By carefully listening to the homily. The homily is not just my words, the priest's words, but they're the words of God, and the Holy Spirit is going to touch each of us in a different way by the homily. We're open to that. We're open to that. By our faith formation, we can be receiving the prophetic message of Jesus. CDs, DVDs, podcasts, Catholic radio, parish groups, how to listen to the Word of God and be changed by it. How to let the Word of God work on us. Prophet. Jesus also describes his priestly ministry. We hear in Luke, then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. The ascension. This is when he was expressing his priestly role, raising his hands and blessing them. Just as a bishop or priest or deacon blesses you or objects, the Lord gave us that priestly blessing. And parents, I encourage you to bless your children before, in the morning, in the evening, before bed, at other times. Finally, the King of Kings. How is that? Jesus said, they did him homage, and he returned to Jerusalem. They returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. This King of Kings, how we worship the Lord, that is for us as well. I think of the Adoration Chapel we have. If you haven't been to the Adoration Chapel, it's right behind that wall. You can enter through that door or through that door. I encourage you, if you haven't been there, to check it out. We have 24/7 adoration of Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. You can come anytime, day or night. It's there. Jesus is there for us to worship, for us to praise God, for us to do him homage. Luke's gospel also said, Jesus himself, you are witnesses. And in Acts, he said, you will be my witnesses. So the present tense and the future tense. The present tense, we are his witnesses. Jesus gave us that at our baptism, at our confirmation. We are his witnesses forever. Yet each day, we want to rededicate ourselves. And that in Acts of the Apostles, Jesus says in the future tense, you will be my witnesses in a deeper way as we respond to that baptism, as we respond to the Holy Spirit in confirmation. Just who is a witness? What is a witness? The dictionary says, one who can give a first-hand account of an event, a first-hand account, or one who can give evidence, or one who is to testify to something, We can be witnesses and are witnesses to Christ. For example, how do we give a first-hand account to the events of Jesus? Maybe even saying the name of Jesus. I think of grace before meals. As we say the name of Jesus and grace before meals, we are being giving an account of the event of Jesus. Can we do that? Do we do that even in public? Do we say the name of God, of Jesus, of Father, of Holy Spirit, even in public at a restaurant? That is to be a witness to Christ. How do we give evidence to God's plan in our lives? To be distinctly Catholic. Can somebody tell by your actions, by my actions, that we are Catholic? Something different about us, because we don't walk in this world, we are walking in our heavenly sanctuary as we plan for that, as Jesus gives us that. Be distinctly Catholic, not just to go with the crowd. The crowd goes for materialism. The crowd goes for power, control, the pleasures of this earthly life. But no, we become distinctly Catholic as we follow God's plan, preparing for the heavenly sanctuary. And finally, as witnesses to Christ, how do we testify to Jesus? How do we testify to his saving action as Jesus did? I think of the example of Catholic Charities as we care for the suffering. Catholic Charities, parish ministries as we care for those in need, especially care for the poor. That is testifying in our own lives to Jesus' saving action and his witness as he gave us when he walked this earth. So, we are preparing to enter the sacred sanctuary in heaven. While on earth, let us be witnesses to Jesus. Let us keep Jesus as our main prophet, priest, and king. Let us prepare for that everlasting sanctuary in heaven. Jesus will give us his grace to assist us. He loves us more than we can ask or imagine.